The following interview was first aired on TBC Radio in Kingston, Jamaica. For more information on this and other interviews, please visit the Facebook page Connect Pray Act or send an email to connect.pray.act@gmail.com.
Now, Belize Action is a partnership initiative including leaders from the National Evangelical Association and the Council of Churches in commitment to represent and mobilize the whole body of Christ and the nation of Belize to righteous action. That's Belize Action. And they were very much involved in the court case in Belize. Pastor Scott, who is a part of the leadership team, we've spoken to him again several times on our program, and we were able to catch up with him about what's been happening in Belize since the court decision, or the decision was handed on in August. So let's hear from Pastor Scott. But Pastor Scott of Belize Action, we haven't spoken to you since the Chief Justice delivered his ruling on August 10th, but take us back a bit. How did you feel? How did your group feel when they heard that decision handed on that morning?
Well, obviously it was a big disappointment. You know, it was Chief Justice spoke for 90 minutes and he reviewed everything that was presented in the case, and it was hard to hear in the Supreme courtroom, so it's hard to tell, is he saying this is a decision or is he just reciting evidence? And so it's kind of back and forth, but as we came and started to wind down to the end, we started to realize, whoa, it sounds like he's leaning towards the LGBT. And so, but you know, it was a shocker. We were not expecting that from this Chief Justice. We were expecting more of a conservative position and ruling and interpretation of the Constitution. But we have come to see, you know, as we've studied his ruling with the other attorneys, that his ruling was like extreme ultra liberal, you know, right down the line. And so that was a shocker for us, as well as the decision. But, you know, we are meeting together with a number of attorneys. This issue has galvanized the nation together. The unions are expressing their solidarity with the church that this ruling needs to be appealed. And so we're actually getting a good amount of legal feedback from lots of people that don't want to see this happen in our nation or in the rest of the Caribbean.
Which unions have come out and said that the case needs to be appealed?
Well, we have three different utility unions for the water, for telecommunications, for electricity. And those three unions approached us first, one of the year from church leaders as well as the attorneys for the church, and get a reading on you know what's going on with this. Interesting, and I hope all of our listeners listen up, but interesting that all of these different union leaders, there was about 15 of them when we met, you know, together, are all Christians. And so it was their Christian faith in the midst of their union involvement that caused them to want to stand up.
Okay.
And their union just stood up together with them.
Right.
And so first the utilities union put out a very, very strong press release raising a red flag of great concern for the future of our nation and standing in solidarity with the churches. The following day, the teachers union came out with a press release as well. In fact, I will forward those to you, Philippa, and you can be able to digest those. But it was wonderful to see strong Christians out there in the marketplace taking a strong stand for their faith. And
right.
So tonight we have another meeting. More unions are joining, you know, into this whole issue. So that's been really, really good. There's an organization called COLA. They are an activist organization that has, you know, made some noise whenever we've had different issues that have happened in the nation. And so they are very concerned about this, as well as a number of other issues. And I think the main sentiment that on the street a lot of people are feeling, they don't want to see this law change and then, you know, to see this lifestyle get legitimized in our country. But I think even deeper than that, what people are feeling is this kind of sense among the leaders that we elected them there for them to do what they want rather than what we as the people want. And I think there's a strong feeling of disenfranchisement that how can they make this decision on behalf of the people, but they're not consulting the people. And it's clearly obvious that the national sentiment is we don't want this, but our leaders are just going to go do this anyway. And so this last Friday at the protest that took place out there. One of those organizations is the Poor People's Organization for Healthy and Righteous Society. And things got a little bit wild. They crossed over the chain barrier and began to challenge and confront police. And things got kind of wild and crazy. But, you know, obviously we don't endorse the violence by any means. But it is to say that people are really, really upset because, you know, the leaders are just going to push their own agenda. You know, the Prime Minister's wife is heavy pushing the transgender agenda and LGBT stuff. And yes. People are feeling like, wait a minute, we didn't put the Prime Minister there to push his wife's agenda. Mm-hmm. You know, we put him there to listen to the voice of the people. So there's actually been a large upswell in the nation of belief, which is good.
Yes, and listeners need to understand that the protests by the people, it's not just about this court case. There's a discontent with how the government has been conducting its affairs and running the country. And so the case was really just the last in a series of events.
That's right. And then we actually had two protests last week. One was on Tuesday, which was church-led from our National Evangelical Association. And we had over 1,000 people that came out from all over the nation. Mm. And that was very powerful. It was a very loud statement. And then the one that was on Friday was more open to all kind of different organizations. And then that was the one that got a little bit wild and crazy. But, you know, it's interesting, Filippo, we have a number of scandals that are starting to come out. You know, and it's like as the government put their hands on this LGBT agenda, you know, after the ruling, it's like it's been literally, I believe it's the divine exposure from God and exposing so many different, you know, areas of scandal. And so due to one of those scandals, I mean, they actually had to adjourn our parliamentary session this last Friday. They had to close it down. They actually physically picked up and carried out some of the members of the opposition because they wanted to talk about some of these areas of the scandal and corruption, and they were forbidden to speak about those things. And it turned into a big hullabaloo. So I think it's stirring a real discontent among the people in Belize. Mm-hmm. One other point I wanted to mention too is that with the unions mobilizing and standing in solidarity with the church in calling for the government to appeal this ruling, apparently, we've heard that Maurice Tomlinson is contacting the ILO, the International Labor Organization, and that they are trying to put pressure on the unions that they can't do this and all that. So it's turning into a big thing. But what I want to say to everybody that's listening, I believe miracles take place when people stand strong in their faith and they stand strong in their convictions and with a right heart of humility, but with a firm resolve in our faith in God that we will not back down.
Right.
And I am fully expecting to see a miracle take place. And so we are mounting our legal challenge. We're assembling all of that together. And so we intend as interested party to appeal this case together with the Catholic Church.
Right.
And so we plan on taking it to the CCJ if needed.
Well, we're certainly praying for you, Pastor Scott. But as you're talking about things that have been done quietly that are being exposed, I saw the news report that the day after the ruling, there was an announcement from the National HIV Commission that they have received funds early in the year from Global Fund, $3.4 million, and they're going to use that to put an attorney for LGBT issues in the office of the ombudsman as well as in the local gay activist organization.
That's right, and then the attorneys will correspond together. You know, Philippa, the 90% of the cases that come to the office of the ombudsman have to deal with some police brutality. It has absolutely nothing to do with LGBT. But $3.4 million to place an attorney there specifically for the LGBT, not for anybody else.
Right.
And then was required to be matched by the Belize government to the tune of $1 million. And they coughed up $1 million lickety split. Just like that, and yet the teachers have not been able to get their increment, you know, in their salary, and people are just really, really upset because it's clearly obvious that the government wants this. I think probably what they really want is the money, you know, that comes behind it. Because as we all know, a lot of the foreign funding that comes into our developing countries comes with strings attached. Mm-hmm. And so huge international aid packages are, you know, attached to these issues. And so the fact that Global Fund dropped 3.4 million U.S. within 24 hours of the ruling, I mean, it's clearly obvious. But I just want to encourage everybody who's listening, you know, that in Psalms 2 it says the kings of the earth conspire together against the Lord and against his anointed, which his anointed here in the earth today is us, it's the church, it's God's representatives, right? Amen. They conspire together against the Lord and against his anointed, but the word says that he who sits in the heavens laughs because he has them in derision. And, and that's why we're encouraging people. It's important for us to stand strong in our faith. Yeah. We will bow to God and to God alone. We will not bow to anything else. And I believe that God is going to fight with us. You know, some people have said, you know, well, eventually they're going to win and they're going to prevail. Well, who says so?
Yeah,
you know, my Bible says, that God is looking for a man who would stand in the gap. And destruction would not come upon the land.
Right.
And I intend to give him that for the nation of Belize. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to encourage everybody. It's so important that we sharpen our spiritual swords.
Right.
Sharpen the word of God in your life.
Right.
Sharpen your faith. Sharpen your understanding. Get on the internet, research, understand these issues.
Right.
You know, and it's important for us to be actively involved and to be able to give defense to the truth with the spirit of love and humility.
Amen, amen. That's wonderful, Pastor Scott. And it's also beautiful to see the church in Belize united. They came together for this case, but it's a platform for the gospel to go forth with power and might in Belize because the church stands united.
Exactly. And then, and even the non-church is coming united because, I mean, people come up to me everywhere I go in the country of Belize, people that I don't even know. And some of them will say, Pastor Scott, can I give you a hug? I mean, thank you guys so much for what you guys are doing. I pray for you every day. I'm like going, my goodness gracious, I don't even know these people. And so it's important that we unite together. And I think probably my final thought for everybody is that in a democracy, the only reason why an issue like this would be able to prevail would be if the church failed to be light in the middle of darkness and to be stalled in the middle of a fallen world. And that's what we've determined in our heart. Us together with other leaders, we're going to take a strong stand. We want to be light in the middle of the we want to love God. We want to love each other. We want to love the lost. But we're going to take a strong stand for what we know is right. This is not about dictating to people how they can have sex or how they can't have sex. It's more so about protecting the children.
Right.
And we've seen the agendas to get into the curriculums and into the schools. It's going after the hearts and the minds of the children.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what makes us as parents and as spiritual leaders want to fight really, really hard. And so sharpen our swords, sharpen your understanding, sharpen your activism, sharpen your giving. You know, and everything that needs to happen to be able to keep mobilizing for these areas. And I believe that God's going to break through on our behalf.
Amen, amen. The University of the West Indies thought that Belize was a soft target, but the church is standing strong for the children, for the natural family, and for the truth. To God be the glory.
That's right. And I think that they might have opened their mouth too soon, you know. And it's important for everybody to know, especially those that have been following the court case. Lisa Schumann is the attorney, you know, that represented Unabom, the homosexual organization, and then Caleb Orozco. The Monday after the Chief Justice ruling, they were on one of our nationwide TV and radio stations, and she made a very bold statement. She said, you know, the Chief Justice gave us everything we asked for, plus extra. He gave us something we didn't ask for, which is sex is meant to include sexual orientation. And she made a very profound statement that I think she probably said too much. We have the video clip and we're going to post that to where everybody can see exactly what the intent is. But she said the Chief Justice blew the windows open with that ruling, and the door is about to be kicked down, because she said this lawsuit was about the gays. It wasn't about the transgender. The transgender have got their whole set of rights, and now they have a green light. They're going to be fighting for their rights, and she said, I'm going to be right there with them. Mm. And I'm thinking, okay, we got that video clip right there, and that's exactly the intent. So when they say, no, this is a very narrow ruling, no, it's not. It was very, very broad, and it signed a blank check on the end. But so for us, we're going to do everything we can, every means possible. We will appeal the court case. We will appeal to the people of Belize. But most of all, we appeal to the Lord God Almighty, mm-hmm. the Ancient of Days, to take his seat in the seat of judgment and pass a judgment in favor of the saints of the Most High God.
Amen, amen, amen. Yeah. Did Caleb Orozco really say that he will pursue same-sex marriage?
He, from the beginning, when he's been asked that question, he kind of hems and haws. Well, if my colleague wants to pursue that, or whatever. And so we've known from the beginning. It's a domino effect thing. And the statement from his attorney, you know, the Chief Justice blew open the windows, but the door's about to be kicked down. Mm-hmm. We know, and that's what we've been saying, Philippa. People don't like it. The government is accusing us of spreading misinformation. I have told them publicly, I am sorry, we have 7 senior counsel attorneys with us that have vetted all of our stuff, and they are saying this is true. Same-sex marriage has been pre-approved in the country of Belize. It's been pre-approved. All it's waiting for is the lawsuit to come, and the reason why we can say that is that on the basis of these things, this, that they got our sodomy law deemed as unconstitutional. If the sodomy law is unconstitutional as an ordinary law, then that means the Marriage Act is done. It's finished. All they need to do is, because the Chief Justice gave them sex is meant to include sexual orientation, then if the Marriage Act doesn't allow for a different sexual orientation, then that is also unconstitutional. Mm. So that's what we've been saying. Right. This ruling did not legalize same-sex marriage, but it has pre-approved, and we've submitted this to the attorneys, and they've all said, yes, you're exactly correct. It's been pre-approved. It's just waiting for the right lawsuit to come, and it's a done deal.
Yeah.
We realize that we are not just fighting on behalf of Belize. We are fighting together with our brothers and sisters all across the Caribbean. I want to thank everybody for your prayers.
Yes.
And for myself, for Lewis Wade, for all of the leaders that are out at the forefront, you know, putting godly values into words to where it can transfer into people's hearts. And this is a crucial time for all of us.
Yeah.
So we do covet your prayers.
We will, and we continue to pray. We will continue to pray. Thanks so much, Pastor Scott. God bless you.
God bless.
And we'll stay in touch. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. Send your comments and questions to connect.pray.act@gmail.com. Visit the Facebook page, Connect Pray Act, for more information.